গৃহে থাকো, বনে থাকো, সদা হরি বলে ডাক। ইফ ইউ আর ইন ফ্যামিলি অর ইউ আর লিভিং ইন রেনাউন্স অর্ডার, ইউ শুড চান্ট, ইউ শুড অলওয়েজ চান্ট অ্যান্ড হিয়ারিং হরি কথা অ্যান্ড গো ইন সাধু সংঘ। ইফ ইউ আর নট ইন সাধু সংঘ, then your name will not be so qualified. If you are in that society, in the association of bona fide sadhus, then your name will be pure, your hearing will be pure, otherwise not. There are five main things. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, you can come here, that place. This, I know that this spell will expand. Go there. There are five things. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura, Mane Vrindavan, Navadip and Puri, Mathurabad, Sri Murti, Shraddhaya Shiva, Sakal Sadhana Shrestha, A Panchanga. These five Anga of Bhakti are more superior. If anyone has touch of these five, he will surely have Krishna prema. But we should understand one thing, that sadhu sangha here means bona fide sadhu sangha. Who he is far away from, who has given up worldly all sense gratifications. He has some realization. He has an aim and object, what we were discussing in morning. And he has some aim and object, and also he has known how to practice. And he has reached up to madhyam adhikari. He has crossed all low levels. He is superior than myself. Myself means you should for everyone. And if you will chant in their association, then name will be bona fide. If you hear in their association, in their guidance, it will be bona fide hearing. If you are living in Vrindavan, but not like this Vaishnav, that your living there is like tortoise. In Vrindavan. So if you are in bona fide sadhu sangha and you are living in Vrindavan, hearing all this harikatha of Braja, then you are Vrindavan. If you are in Navadvip and hearing Gadadhar Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivash Pandit, all, then you are in Vrindavan. Otherwise, in Navadvip. If you, Bakreshwar Pandit is there, Gopal Guru is there, and Dhyan Chandra are in their line, if bona fide Vaishnava are there, then you are in Puri. If Vaishnava are not there, no Vrindavan, no Puri, no Navadvip. You are servicing Krishna and Radha, Mahaprabhu, Gaur, Chandra, Gadadhar Pandit, but no good association. Your worship is about abhas,
semblance,
not perfect, if there are no Vaishnava. So everything, five things, should be in the care of Vaishnava, in the association of Vaishnava. So Vaishnava association always. You are not doing anything like Parikshit Maharaj, but hearing them, serving them, oh, it is bona fide bhakti. And if there is no sadhu sangha, or you are chanting, remembering, hearing, being in Vrindavan, it will be like useless. like Sukriti only, not bona fide bhakti. So Sadhu Singh is essential for us. You know that there are two kinds of bhakti. One is Nishthita bhakti and other is Anishtha bhakti. Anishthita. When our Nishtha is there, then it will be called Nishthita bhakti. And not Nishtha is there, then Anishthita bhakti. So first, we should know that what is Anishthita bhakti. When we have some sangha, sadhu sangha, and we knew that Krishna archan should be done, chanting should be done, some hearing should be done, but not proper we are doing. What we are thinking proper we are doing, but what Vaishnavas are thinking proper we are not following. So it is not proper. Our processes be so bona fide. In the line of our disciple Guru Varga. So how to know all these things? What we are doing? We are also chanting. And we think that, oh, I have become Guru, Acharya. I have learnt everything. But actually he is like a very Kanishta Adhikari. Well, we know that, oh, which we are worshipping, this Krishna is God. And we should worship. And we are surely very high class of Vaishnava. Like we are just going to touch Mahabhagavat. We are going to become. But it is not proper. So we should know what is bhakti. Without Nishtha we are doing. But we have some sadhu sangha. A very little shraddha is there to serve Krishna. And this is the seed of bhakti. Anyhow, Guru has given this. But we have no proper sadhu sangha or guru sangha. Gurudev gave this mantra and for several years, 20 years, we have no association of Gurudev. Gurudev said, oh, don't come to me. I've initiated you. Then what is this? He cannot learn anything. And I know that this case is so much. No sadhu sangha, no guru sangha. So Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, what is Anishthita Bhakti? You should bring the book and learn more and more. And then, if there is time, then we will look after this. It is also so important. We know that, you are doing Nishthita Bhakti, but actually not. We should, have you not? Usamai Ghantarla Angarangini, Vishaya Rangara, Niyamakshama, all these things. You can see and read them. Bhaktira Swami Sindhu Bindu? This no Madhurya Kadambini. We have done not Madhurya Kadambini.
You have
one.
He has one.
You have. You can't bring, I remember, I can tell. You can see in books, or you can bring if you have. Or you'll have to go and let it. First, if a man goes to Gurudev, and Gurudev tells them, don't take wine. Don't be lusty. And you should chant 16 rounds Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and Hare Ram. And he gives this Harinam and tells that you should go on following what I have told you. He returns to his home and he began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His wife came and told, oh, you should take prasad. No, stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then he is hungry also, but no, I will not take. I will take after 16 now. He is so enthusiastic and he is inspired. He left wine and what he told. He became so energetic. This is called Utsahamai Bhakti. Utsahamai Bhakti means? What?
Enthusiasm. Beginner's enthusiasm.
For beginners. Like, he had given an instance, example, that a boy who never had been to school, his father and parents sent that boy, little boy of 5, that you should go to school. But he was weeping. He was not leaving her mother, laps, and he was so bitterly crying. Anyhow, they bought a very reddish book and in that mango and so many
pictures
was there, very beautiful pictures. And they gave something sweet to take. Anyhow, they sent a school. And he was looking after the book and he went to school. And his name was not taken on register yet. Master told that he, write A like this. Oh, nothing to do. Only 3 lines will do. 1, 2, 3. Oh, he became so happy. He did like so, 1, 2, 3. This is a very easy thing. So this is first thing. He became so enthusiastic. Oh, only 16 round will do. Next day he told that you should take Harinam, but give up anger. Don't be angry. You should know all the relations. All you should know what is called Shraddha, what is called Nishtha, what is called Ruchi. And you should know the relation with Krishna. You should know achinta bheda bhedabhat. We are different to Krishna and non-different to Krishna. At the same time. What is this? Then Guruji, like the boy, next day boy went to Guruji and Guruji told to write any letter which is difficult to write, like any letter. He told that you should write what?
K.
He could not write. Then he,
please.
Like this and a slab. He began to. And when the whole mother and father weeping, I will never go to school. In the same way, when this something came, you should not be angry. You should give up all the attraction for Maya. It is not so easy. very difficult to give up all these things. So, he is reciting Hare Krishna 16 round every day, but he is not seeing any fruit outwardly. He is not thinking. He has heard so many things that lust will go away, anger will go away, and relation will come from Krishna. Everything will be had by chanting Hari name. But nothing was coming. No taste was coming. Only worldly tastes were coming. When he was chanting, everything was coming. Seeing that something is empty mind, so all hankering, all silly bad things are coming here. Like in water pond, if you take a jug of water, then from all sides water will run to cover that thing. So, if we want that, we should not think anything, but automatically all kinds of bad things are coming. So many problems, so many lakhs and lakhs problems, that time coming. He said that, oh, no fruit at all. We should know and understand that Valmiki was told by Narad to tell Ram Ram, but he was not doing so. Then he told that if you cannot chant Ram, then you should chant Mara, Mara, Mara. Then he began to chant because he was a hunter. So Maro, 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 mane kill, kill. This kind he chant. But Nara was bona fide guru. So he chanted more than 60,000 years, and then he became realized everything. You should notice all these things. It will take time. If he will give a seed at once, it will not be sprouted. And it will so much take 9, 10, 12, 14, 15, 50 years to give fruit. If you are giving any seed in earth, and next moment you are seeing that, oh, well, it has been sprouted or not. Next day you went again, and you looked after that. If there is any sprout, it will dry, the seed will dry. So we should think all these things. It will come shortly, fruit, if it is given by a bona fide guru, Harinam, but it will take some time. You should follow on, go on doing. If you had no taste, yet you should do. Following, carrying your holy master's order, go on doing. If you have no taste, if you are going to hear anything and you have sleep, no hurry. Again go. Again hear. In India, I've heard that anyone was going to hear Harikatha. The same case was with me, myself. When I joined our mutt, and a very reverend and very good Vaishnava was reading Vishwamad Bhagavatam and telling all the thoughts, I used to sleep. Then I told him that I sleep there, no harm, no harm. You should hear attentively, try to hear. One man, he has some sleep, he took a grass, by touching it, it will come like
allergy.
You know that grass? You know that mirch maine ki bole?
Chilli.
And powder of chilli. Take. And he used to take it in conference where Harikatha was going on. And he used to take something and do. No sleep there. Tears were coming. the Kathavachak Sadis. He was watching this. And the end, oh, you should hear why you are saying, looking here and there. So, he called that person. Oh, you are so lucky. And he embraced that audience who was listening Hari Prabhu. I have heard that if the eyes are not melting, heart is not melting, we should try to punish the eyes, to punish to our ears. Today, after long time I have seen this, that you have sleep, you want to sleep, and you punish your eyes by this. At once he melted and began to weep. Then he embraced him. And then he became a bona fide Vaishnava. So, we will have some problems in beginning. But going, doing, no doubt at all. What my Gurudeva has told, Vaishnava has told, it is true to
extent.
So I must follow. Where there is will or not, but I will do. And he will tell to his Gurudev all these things. So first, this thing in the beginning, it comes utsahmai bhakti, and then ghantarala. Second, ghantarala means sometimes he tests and sometimes not test. Sometimes some doubt, sometimes no doubt. But he never gives up the association of bona fide Vaishnavas. He tried to follow and tried to carry all orders. So this is called ghana tarala. Ghan means
thick.
And tarala? Sometimes he becomes hopeless. That what I am doing? I am selling more than 2 lakhs of books, but nothing coming. What to do? I am chanting also 8 rounds or 16 rounds. Nothing I am gaining, nothing I am realizing. Once he began to chant, but he heard that his son is so ill. He went to doctors and here and there, and he spent more than so many $10,000 or more than that. He did what he could do, but at last son was dead. He prayed to Krishna that, oh, save my son, oh Harinam, you shall save my son. But son was dead, he was to die, he died. Oh, not to take name is Enven. So he took his
Thakurji
mala and jholi, kit bags and
bead bags
and everything. And his Thakurji also, Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, and took it and gave it to the sea. Not like this. So, we should not be like this, ghana tarala. Sometimes like this, sometimes. Oh, very bit. Gurudev told that you should go to Nagar Sankirtan. Dance, take Mahaprasadam up to here and dance. Hare Krishna, and go everywhere. Your son will hear trees, wild beasts, all animals, all the persons who are sleeping in there, eating, doing and marrying. They will hear your sound and it will do good for them. And you know, to play on mridanga and dance also. So he collected some persons and went on. And he was doing so much. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4th day, some gundas came. Dungunda, you know?
Dacoits.
Not dacoits. Who are eating, drinking and marrying, and whose sleeping was disturbed with some sticks, and they began to beat them and took their mridang and karta. If you will come again, we will broke your legs. Don't show your beast. And he, they took their kantimala. They become so worried, and they return. I will never go to do these things. Oh, I am doing like this. Never I will, in whole life I will not go. You know Haridas Thakur? He told that I will cut in legs and leg pieces, but I will never give up to chant Harinam. They thought that, oh, he was not turned to the good person, they heard. And even they came and beat me. Some dogs were coming and hearing the voice of mridanga, they were ready to bite us. Oh, they will not go now. No. You should go on doing. You are not bona fide, but yet it will come. And a day will come that whole world will follow you like Swamiji. He wrote me that when he went to New York, on the beach he was chanting Hare Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna. Some hippies came first. He told that they are not hippies, but they are hippies. And from there he organized. And this hippie became happy. And after that, so many persons recognized, wealthy and intelligent persons, all that, and they gradually coming. And in no time he spread over home. He wanted some help, but there were no persons there to help him at that time. But he was so pakka, strong in his faith. So this must be like this. Then, after Ghantar Lad, Budha Bukalpa. What is Budha Bukalpa?
Indecision
means?
What to do, what not to do.
What to do. Where I should live in my family, or I should give up them all and take renounce order and then bhajan. Oh, in Shastra it has been told, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere, that this is like a fire, burning for these family persons. And all they are cheaters. Father, mother, and all, wife and husband, children, all are cheaters. What they cheat? What they stole? They will stole Hari Bhakti from there, Krishna Bhakti. Oh, have affection on me. Give all the monies to me. Wife will tell like so. Father and mother will tell like so. Children, you should support me. You should nourish me. Why you are not doing anything for us? So they will try to cheat. They are biggest cheaters. But those who are fathers and mothers are Vaishnava, I am not telling for them. Shastra has not told for them. So we should try to give up this fire. We should not be burnt into that fire. So this world is like fire, like a coop. Coop means well. There are so many poisons. So we should give up all these things and go to jungle or forest, and near Vaishnava we should chant Hare Krishna and practice. But we see also that Prahlad Maharaj chanting like so, but he is householder. Maharaj Janak is householder. All the gopis are householder. What to do? They cannot decide what to do. are newly married, let us be in world. When this boy will be matured, and if I will give him marry, and after that, when I will be old, then I should go. Give up all these things, bogus things. But yet I will have to remain in this world and look after all these things. But next moment, if I will die tomorrow, then what will be done? What to do? There is no guarantee that we will not die tomorrow. What to do? Oh, at once we should give up all these things. At once he says, Grihe thako, bane thako, sadahari bole dako. And then so Srimad Bhagavat, it has been given, told. Kardam Rishi has told. Brahma came to Kardam Rishi and told, don't give up all these worlds. If you are going there, you will see there all animals with their wives, and again inspiration will come to return to home. Like Shobari Rishi, you know, was a very big renounced order sannyasi yogi, and he saw two
fishes
enjoying. And he at once gave up all these things. 10,000 years were there, naked in water of Jamuna, in Vrindavan. And he went to Mandhata Rishi, and he told Mandhata Rishi that, I want your daughters to marry them. He told that he was very intelligent person. So he told that tomorrow I will make a swayambar, and you should come, and all the princes of whole India will come, and there they will choose their husbands. So come on here. He told us, he said, no, I want to only meet them. And he became so beautiful, more than Indra and demigoddesses. And he, then that king Mandhata took him in his palace, and the girls saw him. And at once they were ready to marry him. Marriage was done. And after 10,000 more years he was involved in these things. And after that one day he thought, I have give up all these things. 30,000 years had passed. 10 years in Yogabhyas, 10 years, 10,000 years learning all these things, and 10,000 years in household life. I have lost all these things. Then he had an association of bona fide Vaishnava, and he left everything, and he came in the shelter of any Vaishnava, and he chanted, and he went. So what should I do? I should also like this. So not making anything decision, what to do, what to not to do. This is called
Buddha Vikalpa. Indecision.
This is good or this is bad. I think that so many persons are like this, devotees. All these are called Anishchita Bhakti. After that,
Tarangarangini.
And all?
Visaya Sangara Niyamakshana.
Tarangarangini means, if he is chanting more, hearing more, Tarangarangini will come. Tarangarangini means like waves coming and going. Tarangarangini. So Visaya Taranga. What Taranga? In ocean water Taranga. Waves. And here? Eating, drinking and marrying and all kinds of waves are coming here. Means, and he will recite mantra. And ordinary persons will hear that he is doing one like Harinam daily without any Without any
break.
Fell without break. And he does not speak with anyone and he never goes to anyone. He never goes to take breads and butters and anything to anyone. He is sitting here in his heart, not wanting anything, and chanting one lakhs. So all are charms, general person, not bhakta, ordinary person charm. They bring chapati with ghee, sugar and all these things. They think that we should give him money, so money is coming. So much prasansa,
reputation
and name fame coming, all are coming. Ladies are coming, persons are coming, beautiful ladies are coming, Kishori is coming, old ladies, old persons, very, all are coming. And if he will be misled having all these things, then he will go to hell. This is a very bad unearth. We can be careful from all bad activities, but we will think, oh, this is due to my chanting Hari name and doing, practicing these things. No? So we should know, we should be very careful. If money comes, utilize in so matter in good things, otherwise, do pranam. The praise are coming. It is due to Harinam and my Gurudev. So give all the praises which comes in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. They will not harm you. Otherwise, they will take you to very deep hell. And anyone cannot help you and cannot save you. So this is what?
Tarangarangini.
Name and fame will be here and there. And if you will think in this, that, oh, I am bona fide, I have become Vaishnava, then you will give that, oh, take my remnants. You will give your lotus feet, then, oh, my lotus feet, and take dust. Then you will go to hell. Be careful. Sometimes these things come to me also. I give my all praise, everything to my Gurudev and Vaishnavas, to whom we have heard. Never take a little thing. If I have any money, but I don't want any money. I don't beg and like this, give me something. Prabhu, you should give me. Then your life will be ruined. If you are doing all these things sincerely, all money and all wealth will follow you. Vaishnava, no, I don't want. In only very needed thing for keeping our life, maintaining our life, we can take it as a prasad of Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they will not do anything bad for you and you will go up. So we should hear and follow all these things. And then Vishaya Sangara. What is this? Like a fight with
material desire.
Material desires. So many material desires. I am chanting for so many years, nothing is coming. And this lady, beautiful lady, Kishori, is telling that I want to marry you. And she is telling that don't worry for wealth, I have some wealth, my father has given. So you can come and marry me and we will both do this thing. Oh yes, very good, you are telling. You will help me? Yes, I will help you. And he was doing archan in a very big temple. So it is the karuna of mercy of Thakurji that he has and so beautiful lady for me. And the ladies will think that, oh, Krishna has arranged so beautiful Leda. Leda means?
Leda.
Are a Leda. Leda means this husband. Krishna has arranged, we should adopt this thing, accept all these things. This is Vishaya Sangra. He is defeated by Vishaya. Sometimes. And sometimes defeating Maya. All these things are coming, but no, I will chant Hare Krishna. I will read Srimad Bhagavata. I am here. I will serve Vaishnavas, bona fide Vaishnava. I will not be controlled by these Mayas. So fighting is going. Sometimes defeating, sometimes defeated. This happens. You can realize all things. No need to tell me. But I think that in my whole life, never I felt like this. Nothing. Never. I was serving my Gurudev. Still I am serving Gurudev and Vaishnavas. I am not proud, but still I can tell that in my whole life, never these all things which I am telling never came. I don't know why, because they were merciful enough to me and they saw that I am sincere. So many cases came, but they returned. Then after that Vishaya Sangara, then comes
Niyamakshama.
Niyamakshama. What is Niyamakshama? I decided that I have known everything. So I will chant from today 1 lakh harinam, after that I will take anything. And in the night I will wake up. In morning at 3. And up till sunrise I will chant 1 lakh harinam. And after that I will do archan, bandhan, and then I will go to Vrindavan, start commemorating, doing pranam to all. And then I will go to class and hear something from my Gurudev or any bona fide Vaishnavas. He did 2 days, after that he became ill and he could not follow. Even a single round he could not do because he was so sick. 1-4 temperature, 104 temperature was there. And he was telling, oh, like this. When he became well, then so many persons were coming. Oh, how you are feeling? I'm fine. Now I'm. One after another, whole day, persons were coming. And I had no chance. So these disturbances were coming. Niyamakshama. I made so many rules and regulations to do bhakti. I will never be angry. No lust will come in my heart. I will hear presently. But when we were hearing, then heart came. What is that?
Yawning
came. After that, illness, all this idleness, these are called niyamakshama. We can make any rule to do all these things, but we cannot maintain. If there is no mercy of Krishna or his devotees, we should try to maintain all these things, but always praying Krishna. Krishna has said also, I came from India, I was like ill, but I, in whole my journey, I'm telling so much. I'm going here, there, so many miles and miles. But by the mercy of my Gurudev and Vaishnava Jaya Swamiji or Krishna and his Yasas, I never felt one day also ill or anything. I think this is the mercy of Krishna. So we should try to pray Krishna, his associates, Gurudev, Vaishnavas. More to Vaishnavas, from whom we are learning all these things. Gurudev cannot, he has 100 shishya, disciples. He has to do so many things. So we cannot have his association more. So we can hear from Shiksha Guru. He is not less than Diksha Guru. If they are in same level, we should also together give honor and serve them like Guru. When can hear all these things? So, we should follow all these things. When all will go, then Nishtha will come. And his Nishtha, this is Sanskrit word. After that. So, if all are goes, then even some things are there. And that I will explain tomorrow, not today. Because you will have to digest all these things. First digest, have a note. Time has gone? How much?
45 minutes.
45. I wanted that I will tell something from him.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
But I am Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means?
Taking regulation or could not maintain.
Because doctor, and here is my doctor, house doctor. And all doctor has told me to be regulated. Don't speak more than 30 minutes.